Welcome to the Dominion Embassy Broadcast. Lord, I love to sing your praise. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Turn your Bibles to the book of Genesis chapter 27.
Genesis edionu ensia.
And we are going to read only one verse, verse 40.
Na ye beka ni chichemu edionai.
Today I want to share with us, as we know, this is the fourth session of our kingdom seminar.
Na enchechira ye yefa ebibiman ho no weni ni etoso enai.
And this is a seminar that is meant to bring God's rule into our lives as people of color or black people.
Jesus
predicted that the gospel of the kingdom was going to be preached to all ethnos.
Na Yesu ka se onyame asem no ye be kire akire amaama nyina.
And that is what is happening to you today.
Na weni ade a eto ene de due wa.
Our text today is going to be from Genesis 27 and then verse 40.
Ya sem ne fe fi Genesis edionu sia chichemu aduanan.
And the subject we want to look at is creating a kingdom future.
Na nia ye ba be ka ho asem ne se se ye ba be si ahinie a eye dachi ahinie no.
Can we all say we can create a kingdom future?
We can create a kingdom future. Ye betu mi asi ahinie e wo ye dachi no.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Genesis 27 verse 40, by your sword God through Isaac is speaking to Esau.
Na nam ujainu suo nyame nam Isaac so e kasa chire Esau.
Says that by your sword you shall live.
Or say what nia uwano suna na wejainu sun ubetina.
And you shall serve your brother.
Na unuyano ube sumunu.
And it shall come to pass.
Na bebe muse.
When you become restless.
Se utiti wo umua.
The King James Version says that when you have the dominion.
Na ukan King James na wasi se unyatumia.
You become restless. That you shall break his yoke, that is Jacob's yoke of servitude from your neck.
Na sa what it dia and yana kunya da wusu and a munya Jacob sono ube to me ebubuno.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We can create a kingdom future for ourselves as a people of color.
Na say ye be before ye bet to me and ya wanya mia hinya nitrimpono awa ya da chimu ama yahu.
A kingdom future is one in which God's rule of peace and power and prosperity prevails.
Na onyame ahinia se beba ye da chimna ya hinia asumdie to me any ye die ewom.
A kingdom future is one in which God's rule of protection, purity, pleasure and possibilities exist.
Na onyame ahinia ne ye bia asumdie we betumi aye ikunim die ewom.
The past may not have been yours. The present may not be yours. But your last chance is the future. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The recent past may not have been ours as a people of color. Maybe now is not our time as a people of color. But we have a chance. There is a future. So you don't have to give the future away to some other person. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But by what you do now, you can take hold of the future.
So to a large
extent, the future is predictable.
It
is predictable. The future is predictable. Yeah. You can predict the future because it is not based on luck.
Na wodachi no betumi ehunye wo mesanse enye utire beye ye binti na be ma wodachi ayeye.
Nada is it based on miracle?
Ana se enkonya ya na sentrani mu na be ma wodachi ayeye.
The future is a continuous progression of the present.
Na yedachi no eye enanya wo famu ne ne anamo betunu nkakra nkakra e dia kwa wochine mu.
So if you are in the present, what it means is that you have an important role to play in realizing a kingdom future.
And notice how we ha and na wo wo kwen bi a wo sa wo fa so na ni o ma bi a wo betumi aye a e be ma wo da chi ni se bibi ni aye ye.
We in Africa cannot continue to live the way we are living.
Na se bibi for ye tumi nko so ara ntina te se de ye tiara.
The present arrangement of general overdependence and poverty and ignorance and diseases cannot continue.
It
is coming to an end in
Amen.
The name of
Amen.
Jesus. I feel very suspicious that certain things are taking place in the realms of the spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Our present arrangement of marginalization and barely getting along is not right.
Na yeda yatna se o we de be ye mi anya ne kakra kra de bi de bi be ye ya brabo no enya de ya brabo pa.
So we do not want it in our future.
And until you empower start to be on your choir dancing.
But we have a part to play.
Na mom ya wonia ye betumi aye.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are capable by God to overcome the negatives of our present.
Na wonyame ama ya ho odene a ye betumi etumi edie di nyoma edi ye nya wo enene a ye famu no.
And we are overcoming all the negatives of our present in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Na ye di nyoma boni a edi ye nya wo enene a ye famu ni nyina e wo Yesu dim.
Jesus says sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. The evil of today must not perpetuate into our future.
Na Yesu asama yati asese ene ni ekosu na yeye. Enu tini ya enkoye ene wa yeti biyamuno. Enwasa yade kwa yedachimu.
And black people everywhere are going to strengthen their positives for the future.
Na se woye bibini wa bebi biarano. Nimdia ubenya se ayeye ewe wa yedachimuno. Enumu na yeko sisiara.
I say our positives are going to be strengthened into our future.
Jesus.
We are not going to leave our positives. We are not going to compromise our positives in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Nia ewa ye huse bibi ma ye ye no. Enya di a ye betu di a chine. Nemo ye betu mi ye betu di betu anamo e di a ko ye da chimu ewa ye sudimu.
Things are happening in the spirit.
Na we ye nyoma e sisi wo sunsumu ya simu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In order to create a kingdom future, you must have a clear picture of what happened in our past. What has happened in our past? I have seen in Africa a people who are like the Jews. Who have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge as to how to reach the dream or the vision of God that they have.
Ah, omo wo pebi se, omo de ni omo ye nyina omo de hwehwe urade. Na mom ekwan a omo fa so no enye ekwan a etene.
God wanted a kingdom future for the Jewish people.
Na no nyame pe se, ahinie da chi wo Jewfo mu no eni da ho.
But they were going about it their own way.
Na mom na omo kwa na kwan a omo ankasa pe so.
This is in Romans chapter 10, verse 1 to 3.
Now where were Roman fungu mamu?
That way that prevented the kingdom of God from materializing among the Jewish community.
Na eya kwanyo omu faswa, ama wanyamia hinienu ande nuwedi ewo jufu onumu.
What hindered the kingdom of God from expressing itself practically?
Adia ama kwan mo nyame ahinie no anda ne ho adi wo kwan a yebetumi ehu no so ne se.
Among the Jewish people was Judaism.
Na ewo Jewfo no mun ne awo som bi efre ne Judaism.
It stood against submitting to the right ways of God.
Na eya som a ekuti a ekwan a yo nyame kwan ankasa.
In the case of black people everywhere.
Na se ye ye bi before we be biara no.
As for all men.
Se enipe nyina no.
Our ways which have created our recent past has been idolatry in the main. Idolatry. Na, idolatry.
Na se bi before so no. Ye so ye kwan ya na ye ye prepare se ye be som nyame. Na mom ye fa kwan pa no so kwan bone ne ne abosomsom.
That is seeking God through physical object or idol.
And say, "Wohwehwe onyame enam enioma eye ade onyame aboso."
Now I want to help us to understand very quickly our recent past by defining and showing you how an idol or potential idol presents itself to you.
Na me pese me chirechire mu na wohu saye kasa abosonsum a ade ade ne ho adi ewa abosonsum mu.
An idol is an icon.
Yakan idol a bibia we yidi asi ho.
Is an icon or an excellent alternative to God.
Eya bibia wetumi edi asi wo nyame anamu.
An idol is an excellent alternative to God.
Eya bibia wudi asi ho a wusi enu de ye onyame na waba wo saadie numu.
Whom you can equate to God or put before God.
A wubetumi edi asi ho na wudi ade bi potu nyame anuma wudi fa saadie no
so. So idolatry is having an icon before God.
Na yaka abosonsum a ene se wudi bibi asi ho e wo nyame anim ansa no nyame aba.
It is having something that you cherish before God.
Eya bibia esomo bo ansa na wonyame aba.
And you cherish it because to you it can perform and provide just like God.
Na esan se wudi asi ho esan se sa de kro no ebetumi ama wonyoma bi se de wonyame ankono so de bema ho.
To you an idol comes first and God comes second.
Na wo wono na che se ohoni no eba kan ansa na wonyankopon aba.
An idol can be a person or a thing.
Ebetumi aba se eye nipa ana ade.
A thing like your job or your work.
Ebetumi aba se wadwuma wo ye.
Or your marriage.
Ana wa ware.
Or your children.
Ana wo ma.
Your academics.
Ana wa disia.
It can be a system or an idea that you place before God because you think that it is fitting for you to acknowledge it.
Na eye nimdie ana ekwan ya ye faso di ya idea bia esi wansa na onyame aba esa se wadwen ya wo se sa dia na wo ye dia onyame mpo betumi afaso bia ya wo mo.
An idol can also be money.
Na sika so betumi aya wo ohoni.
And it can be even church.
Asori supo ebetumi aya wo bosom.
It can even be the work of God.
Onyame adwuma na wo ye na mpo wanhwe ya no so betumi aya ohoni ama wo.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that is what an idol is.
And
idolatry is practical.
Na se wo suma wo sum sa ohoni na eyade a wo ye no ani tua.
You can say one thing that me God first. God is my everything. You know? You can say that, but in practical life, you know that you put some things before God, even church.
Na ebi abetumi akase onyame wo de unko a wo ne number 1 wo na wo makumam nemom eba ne se fa ye adwuma de a wo de bibi betumi asi won pansa na sori aba.
So by your lifestyle and by your actions you can put some icons, some exemplary things before you because it can deliver just like God.
Enuti se wan hwe ye a wo betumi anya sa ohoni no wa wabra bo mo sa se sa ohoni no obetumi aye ade na wadwen ya se wonyankopon beye no tibo se no ebe besi wo ansa na onyame aba.
How does a potential idol present itself to us now?
Na kwan ben na sa ohoni no oyi ne ho adi ade kireye enne wo ye ne abrabo aye boyi mu.
How can something that can be equated or positioned before God by you present itself to you now?
Na ekwan ba na obetumi di bibia si ho amaye nsia na mudia mo nyame ansa no nyame aba.
I will quickly go through some 5 things with you. About how a potential idol presents itself to you. Number one. A potential idol presents itself as somebody or something who already has what you want.
Na edane ho adi enam obi anase ade bi a ekyere se eya ade a wuhia enu te edane ho adi wasade enu.
You see, that thing already has what you are looking for.
Sade no ewo ade a wo hwehwe ne deda.
And so you think that it can give to you what you are looking for. Instead of God, you place that thing before God. So somebody who does not have what you want cannot be an idol. Somebody who is not exemplary cannot be an icon to you. Somebody who can help you to get what you want cannot be an idol.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
The second way a potential idol presents itself to you now is that it presents itself as somebody or something who is interested in things around you. A potential idol tries to identify with you. Yeah, it tries to become one with you, become interested in your things. It tries to show that it is interested in your welfare. Like your work and your organization, the job that you do. It presents itself as some thing that is interested in your welfare, interested in your family and all that.
Na edane ho adi ate se adebi a eya ade e be boy san se nu mu e na obetumi anya nyoma e di abu abusua no.
In Psalm 115 verse 4, the Bible says he's got a mouth, he's got a nose, he's got ears and all that. So it looks like you, it identifies with you.
Na wo kan anyuma ha ene dunsia o si ohoni no owahwini owaso owano ti se se dia wo bi pepepe.
And it has got silver and gold.
And
something that you want. Number three. How does a potential idol present itself? It presents itself as somebody or something who does not point you to God first, but to himself first. It presents itself as somebody who tries to make you dependent on him.
So
this potential idol, God is secondary. It comes first. It can be your job. It can be your marriage. It can be your children. It can even be church. This potential idol doesn't refer you to God. It stands in the way of you getting committed to God.
Na sadie we eyade ye we si wa kwan a entumi ma wo hu se onyame ene kan.
Tell the person who is sitting by you, this is real.
Na ka che ne otu nche se we.
This is real.
Eda hopa.
Idolatry has always been the problem of mankind.
Na busunsum akosora aye nipa ehaw.
But we must know how it presents itself now.
Na e wose ye hu e kwan ya busunsum eda ne hu adi ene e de chireye.
So number 4, how does a potential idol present itself to you today?
Na ne otusun nan ye chire e kwan ya ene abusunsum no kola fufura bem e kwan ya fa ne hu eda ne hu adi de chireye.
It presents itself as somebody or something who seems to have a form of help but who cannot really help.
Na eda ne hu adi se ade ana nipa bi a obetumi aya wo mo na mom ontumi nye.
It tries to show that it wants to help you, but the help that it offers is not proper help.
Na eda ne hu adi se epese bo na mom emo aso a ode ma wo no enya mo apapa.
They heal slightly saying peace, peace when there is no peace.
Na ebeka obetumi aba sumdia 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 suna sumdia bi ani ho.
Number 5.
Ne tusunum.
A potential idol presents itself as somebody or something closer to God and special to God, better placed before God than you.
Na eden ne hu adi te se obi a waju onyame hu ye pa te se onyame enim ne pa eni to oye wasi akwan a untumi ehu onyame ye.
That if you want to get to God, you better come through me because I'm very close to him. When I do it with you, everything will be okay.
Na woda ne hu adi se oh se wo pese wo hu nyame de a kire wo fa mimu esan se onyame ni hu a me ne secretary ani ti wo fa mimu a ene na obe hu nyame.
What should be our attitude towards idols?
Na kwan ba na wo se ye ade kire sa ohoni a eda ne hu adi de kire yen.
Because potential idols or icons, modern day icons and exemplary people who have what you want, I tell you, they will always be with you. They will always be with us.
Na enyoma eda ne hu adi se ohoni ana ade bi eda ne hu adi se wo hia pa no eyade ade nyina ebe wo ye nchen.
Because you cannot really do without icons.
Na nya de a wo betumi aye bibia wo fa san krofo e a wo mu ye nyoma bi a wo hwe wo mu wo tumi fa mu nya adwuma.
You need your job.
Wo hia wo adwuma.
You need your husband.
Wo hia wo kunu.
You need your church.
Oh, yeah, well, sorry.
You need a black man. You need a white man.
Oh, yeah, bro, nee. Oh, yeah, bibi, nee.
You need.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, some people behave as if, well, we don't need your language. We don't need anything. We don't need anything from the white man. I'm telling you, you need it.
We be no my own just say, bro, nee, yeah, 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 yeah.
Let's watch it and interpret as I'm doing. There is something happening in the spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wow. What is our attitude? What should be your attitude towards an idol, modern day idol in your life?
You
should not place them before God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They will be around you, but not before God. You tell them, this one, there is a place that you cannot be in my life.
Now, obey down the word, this our person will be so when you and baby, do you know me?
That is a challenge of the modern day believer.
Where or how are that and that or Christo Niso?
The challenge of not letting anything take the place of God in your life.
Ekwanya obe faswa tina se ne Kristo niya uma bibi biara enfa ekwanya na adia yo nyame dia.
God is going to give you power today.
Na wanyame bema utumi enede di.
He is going to give you grace today.
Oba bema wadum enede di.
That you will know how to place and structure things in your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Receive it in the name of Jesus.
Receive it.
Wow. There was a time that Jacob saw Esau as an idol.
Na emibi baya Jacob ehu Esau se oh adibia ewaswasum.
Jacob saw Esau as an idol. It means as somebody who had something that he, Jacob, wanted.
He saw
in Esau somebody who was exemplary.
Na ohu wo iso mu obi a wone ne se.
You know, they were twins. Jacob and Esau were twins.
Na Jacob ni Esau no mu yentafo.
But they were very different practically.
Na omu yenkrofo ahoro mienu.
At least initially they were practically having different lifestyles.
Na ashasia na no ma bra bonu esoro bia ne ne de.
But in almost everything, Esau was ahead of Jacob.
Na wade nyina mu na Esau edikan sin Jacob.
People of color are generally and practically behind in many areas of life.
Na say ya kan bi before enyoma bebre wo ho a ya catch bebrebe.
Like Jacob being naturally practically behind Esau in many areas.
She said Jacob den nyina enyoma bebre wo ho a na eya de a odi Jacob na odi Esau echi.
Let me take you to some 5 things that Esau had that Jacob wanted. And we are going to see how Jacob got that thing.
Alright?
Yeah. Number one. Naturally, Esau was the firstborn. So Jacob was behind Esau. Number two. Spiritually, Esau had the birthright.
Na susumu na Esau owo birthright
benefit of being a firstborn.
Aha. Na so ya bakan nti na owo enyoma bi an ekoyie ma no.
The birthright had 22 blessings with it, including the blessing of the fact that the firstborn belonged to God. It's a special belonging.
Na eye bibi sonko esan se sa aduma ewo sa abakan no hun ewo enhira aduonu baako uwie susu a uwo waje enhira uwie susu a waja no oja wo odewo bo afore di wo menyame wo yonyame dia.
So spiritually Jacob didn't have that advantage.
Na susum na Jacob onisa emo ano.
Number 3.
Yato sumi ensan.
Emotionally Esau was closest or closer and loved by the father Isaac.
Na say kan kita hudie mu no na Esau obene papa panana ne papa so penasem.
How will you feel if you are a twin and your father likes one and really doesn't like you?
E kwan be na wo benya say wo yentafo na wo jado ba ko sin ba ko a mo be yesen.
You are not siblings, so you are twins.
Enya say mo ye obi ni na chiri ba mo yentafo.
So emotionally Jacob was bankrupt. Every man who wants to get close to their father.
Na say e kan kitan mudie ma na Jacob de oni san se obi biara be pese oni na ja ebenyan kitan de be ma biara.
Number 4.
Yetu so 9.
Physically Esau was strong. He was daring. He was a hunter.
Na ye ka Esau no yo bia ne ho odin na yo bi okwa ha ban mu ne ho odin amkasa.
Jacob was a man, but he didn't look like a man.
Jacob de no nimpo, onimpo.
Number 5 and the last. Socially.
Say ka eniswa niswa.
Among men.
Wo nipemua.
Esau looked like a man. He was hairy. He looked like a man. If you see him, say, here comes a man. Jacob, you can't say that.
Na Esau yobi ano ye bememu. Enwi ewanu wankasa. Na Jacob de debi.
So on the face of it, Jacob didn't seem to have a great future.
And notice that now you can come when you now bomb and now you say Jacob ne dach, you know, and now they beko ye.
But Jacob created one for himself.
Now so Jacob or Bobby a man, huh?
In spite of all of the disadvantages, Jacob did something, and that is what I am bringing to us. Because you may feel disadvantaged naturally, socially, spiritually, whatever. Whatever, emotionally. But Jacob did something which later on Esau even learned from.
Now,
in order for him to create a kingdom future, a future where the features of the kingdom of God, like peace and the presence of God, Jacob turned the tide around. He turned it so around that he became the icon, and Esau rather had to learn from him.
Na ewomu se yakika we nyina abom na chese Jacob di anka enko ye ma no. Na emo ma mri be sunya otu anamo bi. Na namo no otu ye na di anka enko ye ma na be ko ye ma no. Na wi ase no enka no na nka Jacob o hwe ni nua Esau. Se bibi wodi mu a obehia. Na emo mo tu sa anamo no afi ko ba ni se Esau mom ehwehwe Jacob na di e wo no ho no wanya.
It is time for some people to come to you and learn, because you know from the word of God how to create a kingdom future from a place of disadvantage. Jacob went to that point where he so created this kingdom future that God said, through you, I'm going to bring my nation. That is a ruling nation. Israel means that he rules with God. The L is God. Israel just means that a prince, somebody who rules with God. And out of the loins of Jacob, who was spiritually disadvantaged, came out the Israel of God. 12 tribes of Israel that the whole world benefits from. Is it possible for you to create a kingdom future when clearly you are behind in everything? I say to you, through the cross of Jesus, it is possible.
Amen. Now, I will say, hey, and so we bet to me a besu bibi bibi my hana no cra ebe to me a si esan se wonyami ebe to me a my and sana yen share e womu se Jacob nanka no man yin kwa ye manu de nasu baba myati as ye se enamu Jacob mu on yami e sini man Israel. Na Israel no nye di kaino ah I ne di kaino echle wonyami elder echle wonyami enuti wonyami aye Israel sonkon efi ba bi ananye mu eba beto ba bi a eye mu na ye bisa ye ti bi an ye wo mu a enye yi anaso ye betumi etu an mo afi ba bi a enye mu akọ ba bi a ye ana.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.